So you are a historian yourself. The Claremore Museum of History has installed a permanent Black history exhibit, and according to the website, Building Heritage, History, and Hope, to present an inclusive representation of Claremore's history. The exhibit had input from Black members of the community, such as you, made a major impact in that. Tell me about it.
First thing I want to say is we've got an organization that formed here in Claremore. They picked a number of guys here at Claremore. They got a committee, and it's called Claremore Athletic Hall of Fame. They had, I don't know how many members on that committee to pick different guys who had performed well in sports and went on and did well, you know, to go into the Claremore Athletic Hall of Fame. That happened in 2018. I was in that first class. I'm in the Claremore Athletic Hall of Fame. Me and my coach and another Black guy, his name was Kenny Kennard, we went in that first class of Claremore Athletic Hall of Fame. The next year, we had another guy from that championship basketball team, and I'm trying to get them all in there. And this is where it started. We should have, I thought about it afterward, the whole basketball team, we should have went in there all together, which would have been more, you know, than just take them year after year. It takes so long. But we've only got three left, so I'm sure that I'm working on it to get them in this next class. But anyhow, this Claremore Museum of History started. They were recognizing the businesses here in Claremore, but they didn't recognize, and a lot of people still don't know this day, all of the Black businesses that was here right in Claremore. And they were just south of the courthouse here, right in the city limits, on South Missouri Street, all up and down there, on North O'Wheeler Street, on this north side of town. I had been doing some history on the Cherokee Nation, the freedmen, slavery, all of this. I'd go into schools, they'd get me to make speech to them. I've been in school and spoke to classes, historical societies, and this and that. Whenever they acquired this old library, the old library here in Claremore from the city, to make a museum of history, our former mayor, Tom Poole, I never shall forget him. He was a big supporter of us when we were playing ball. He was in school at the same time. And he got to be mayor of Claremore. Well, when he retired, they made a museum, this old library they acquired it from the city. They got to working on it and revived it, and it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful inside. It really is a nice place. Tom talked to me one day. I was over there visiting. He said, Riley, we need to get some information about the Black businesses and so forth here in Claremore. He said, do you have anything? I didn't have anything, but I went to work on it. And if you look back and see the pictures and the business they talk about in Claremore and Old Claremore, they didn't include the Black business, but they were here. But that's the way it was back then. I guess they figured that they just wasn't going to include them because of the way of segregation and discrimination. But all of those businesses that they didn't include or didn't have pictures of, you would thought they would have pictures of some of them, like they did the white, but there wasn't. So that tells you something. Just south of the Rogers County Courthouse down there on South Missouri, there were lots of Black business. There was barbecue, restaurants, beer. There were three Black hotels here in Claremore. There was the Johnson Hotel. There was the Cobb Bath and Hotel. There was the Beeks' Hotel. There were beauty shops. There were grocery stores. There were red light joints. All of this type of stuff, all of those business, barbershop, beauty shop, all of those type of business was here in Claremore. And they were Black-owned business. Of course, over on North O'Wheeler, just below the school, there was a grocery store, Sanford Taylor's grocery store, and tavern, pool hall. All of that type of stuff was right here in Claremore. And a lot of the people, like I say, in Claremore didn't know that. A lot of the people didn't know that and live right here because it never was brought about. And so I began to work on it and bring it out. I picked up pictures, what I could, different information that I could get about a lot of this stuff. One thing about it is I was one of the few people living that lived in this because I was down there in it. And when I was a kid coming up here in school, my grandmother and them didn't allow us to go down in the south part of town, we called down there, because it would get kind of rough down on Saturday night. They had gambling and they had all of this type of stuff down there, right here. That's when all the people came out on Fridays and Saturday nights, you know, down there. They didn't allow us to go down there. In fact, my cousin got killed down there, and I was down there. I lived in all of this stuff, and I've got documentation, and I've got pictures and things to show for a lot of this. It's like a deed to my church that you're talking about. It's over there. We loan it to the museum. It's a loaner. You know, you can donate or you can loan. Now, a lot of donated. I've donated my diploma and my eighth grade arithmetic book is all over there, and a lot of different stuff, pamphlets from our school, our state music festival. It's beautiful. It's a nice display, one of the best around. And I worked on it, but what happened after Tom had reached out to me for this, it wasn't long before he retired, but he was on the board. And they brought another fella in to take charge of it, and it didn't move under him very much at all. Then once he came in and got in, and then that COVID came in, and that put a damper on things. So we're sitting here about 3 years with nothing. And I'm still taunting this thing and talking to people. We need to get something done because I'm not going to be here forever. Now, I've got a documentary over there now also at that museum. But anyhow, we got a new director that came in named Steve Robinson. Very fine, knowledgeable fellow. They put him in touch with me that I'd been working on this project and to get the information about the black community, the businesses, and the people that left here and went on. We've got guys that came out of Lincoln that went on to be doctors, lawyers, different ones. First black highway patrolman came out of there, Ronald Johnson. They played on that state basketball team with me. Bryce Vann went on to play professional basketball with the Kansas City Steers, at that time was American Basketball League. Lonzo Rogers, who went on and got to be a head volleyball coach, like I was saying, out to Washington. Dr. Charles Williams got to be a dentist. He came out of there. He had a practice in Kansas City. Died this year before last. And Dr. John Algie, he came out of there. He was a black doctor that came out of there.
Out of Lincoln School.
Lincoln School. Judge Darnell Jones, his mother taught there. He went to elementary school there. He's a federal judge in Philadelphia now. Bush appointed him. He's there now, Judge Jones. Mm-hmm. And I'm in touch with all those people. They were down here when we had our opening of the museum on Juneteenth. Okay. But anyhow, as time went on, Steve Robinson, a very knowledgeable man, he's the director over there. He's on the board of directors, and he got things moving. And outstanding job. We done research to make sure that everything was true.